It's Thursday, January 10th. This is SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns with a recap of this morning's South Carolina headlines. Well, Governor Henry McMaster took the oath of office yesterday for his first full term, pledging commitments to economic prosperity and education advances. In fact, McMaster pledged a renewed focus on the state's entire struggling public education system.
Reform in education funding, making our schools safe with school resource officers and mental health counselors, restoring old-fashioned discipline in the classroom, common sense relief for our teachers from testing, forms, and paperwork.
The governor did not outline specifics for his education reform program. He's expected to do that in his State of the State address later this month. A Midlands coroner says an inmate found dead in his cell last weekend was strangled with a rope or cord. Richland County Coroner Gary Watts said 52-year-old Isaac Stark died from ligature strangulation, which is choking on the neck by a rope or cord. No charges have been filed yet. SLED has been called in to investigate possible financial discrepancies in Spartanburg School District 1. The school district has scheduled a news conference for 10 o'clock this morning, where Superintendent Ron Garner is scheduled to speak and discuss information related to the allegations. No other details were made available. In other news, authorities in the upstate say a driver speeding from police ran a red light and crashed into four other cars, killing one of the other drivers. Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright said 21-year-old Alan Dixon was racing another car and running vehicles off the road Tuesday night near Boiling Springs. The wreck happened near Westgate Mall in Spartanburg. A second man is in custody charged in connection with a Christmas Day shooting in Sumter County. 21-year-old Dondre Wilson was arrested yesterday in Columbia. The first defendant, a 17-year-old, turned himself in on December 26th. Both are charged with attempted murder. Reports say the altercation began with an argument inside a convenience store. The victim, who was shot in the leg, was last listed in stable condition. Byron Gibson was sworn in yesterday as the new Fifth Circuit Solicitor for Richland and Kershaw counties. The Columbia attorney fills the seat vacated by former Solicitor Dan Johnson, who's facing numerous charges regarding his questionable spending of taxpayer dollars. The former CEO of a Greenwood newspaper has pleaded guilty to stealing $17,000 from the paper. Former Index Journal CEO Ed Gunderson pleaded guilty this week to breach of trust, was sentenced to 5 years probation, and ordered to repay the stolen money. Kershaw County authorities say a McDonald's patron became angry over the wait for his order and threw hot coffee in the face of a teenaged drive-thru worker. Camden police released surveillance video of the man this week and asked the public for help in identifying him. The victim did suffer some burns but declined medical treatment. And one South Carolina town's post office will be named in honor of its first black postmaster, who was lynched in 1898 after he refused to resign. The Post and Courier reported Tuesday that the Lake City Post Office will be named for Fraser B. Baker. Representative Jim Clyburn says this ensures that Baker's story will never be forgotten. And that's a look at your South Carolina headlines for Thursday, January 10th. For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm George Kearns.